Well, happy for our guys. It was a dominant performance, one that we challenged our guys early in the week of having that chip on our shoulder, having that edge, having that mentality every week. And we didn't want to be a roller coaster team. We wanted to continue to improve and get better. Houston's a good team. I think we caught them today at the right time, maybe. But our guys really played focused, physical football. And, you know, you look at the statistics, and if we can keep the ball on third down like we've been doing, I think we were 10 of 14 on third down, and they were 3 of 14 on third down. That was the story of it last week, and it was the story of it this week that enabled us to keep the time of possession, do some really good things, both sides of the ball. Can't say enough about our defense. Coach Kleinerman and the staff, great plan. We're playing really well at all three levels of defense right now, which I'm excited about. And then, as I told the guys and told him, I thought Will Howard, he's played a lot of really good football here, and he may have played his best game, so I was really pleased with Will.
You guys have been quite dominant at home this season. Another pretty big win today. Two parts to that. What do you think it says about a team that they're able to do that week in, week out, and just how, why?
Yeah. Maturity would be one thing. Got a lot of six-year guys that this place means everything to, that they only have three more chances. Now we're down to two. Our mentality of not getting ahead of ourselves, not thinking about, oh, I'm excited because we play at 11 o'clock or play homecoming or whatever, of our one play at a, or one day at a time mentality of just, you know, winning Monday and getting to Tuesday, winning Tuesday and getting to Wednesday. And we talked winning college football games is hard, but you can't win games on Saturday without attacking the week. And I give our older guys credit, man. You know, we had a tough practice on Wednesday on defense, and Austin Moore grabbed them all and brought them all together and said, we've got to be better. And we're holding each other accountable, and that's player ownership.
Can you just elaborate a little bit more about what you like so much about Will today?
Just in control, in command. Saw the field really well. I thought he ran the ball well, got some extra yards a few times when he ran through some arm tackles to get ourselves a first down. I thought he was on point throwing the football. I was pleased with him. You know, we'd worked the play where we threw the ball downfield to Phillip, and we don't take that many vertical shots, and it was a third and one, and he led Phil pretty well, and then Phillip made a big-time catch, which got us in another chance for Phillip on a touchdown pass. I just thought he was in command today, Will was.
Coach, your pass defense has been night and day from early in the season. What part does Kobe Savage play in that?
I think it's collectively. It's our entire group back there, and Coach Malone and Coach Kleinerman. We felt like we would continue to get better with all the young players. You know, guys, we lost Echoes with the Chiefs. Julius is with the Colts. Josh Hayes is with the Bucks. We lost some pretty good players back there we were going to be a work in progress in the secondary. And we've continued to attack each day and each week to try to get better. Moving Kobe and VJ was the right thing to do when we did it. Now they've settled in for a few games. I was pleased with Will Lee coming back and playing really well after being nicked up and not playing as much. He played well today. Keenan's continuing to get better. Jacob's always been really solid. It's just, and it's a week-to-week thing because we've got to be really good in the secondary in this league.
And Jake Clifton plays all three linebacker spots for you today. Can you speak to his value?
Yeah, same thing. He just keeps being that Swiss Army knife that can do it all. He played Sam, Mike, and Will. We got Romaine back, so that was good to get some snaps off of everybody. You know, Bo Palmer played some snaps. I mean, just we've got it. We're as deep as we are, which isn't very deep, but to have Austin Romaine back allowed us to get Dez and Austin off the field a little bit. But our linebackers are fitting things well, and we're rotating a lot of guys at D-line and our D-line. I thought Nate Madlock played really well today as well.
Just another defense question. Joe Kleinerman, the defensive room, so on and so forth. What has made this defense so dominant?
You know, I think the kids take a lot of pride in it, for starters. We're really detailed in our work as coaches, with Joe leading it and all the other guys, with Steve and Buddy and Van and Tui. We've got really good, smart guys in there. We've simplified some things since early in the season, which I think has helped some of our younger players continue to progress and get better. And then you know, just continuing to challenge those guys every day, not just on Saturday. And the more guys we can play, the more guys it's going to help us as we continue on. I don't even know where we've got 8 games into it now. Excited, and I think there's more in them on defense. I think we can continue to play better.
Coach, what was that moment like when you saw Seth catch
the ball? Yeah, that was cool. I mean, Seth's everybody's favorite because of, he puts everything on the line for K-State first and for Seth Porter second. I mean, he puts everything on the line for his team, for his school, and that was a big-time play. I was glad he got a chance on offense. As good as he's been on special teams for my whole time here, I was really excited that Avery gave him a ball and a chance, and then I was so glad he got in.
And then coming into the game, Donovan Smith had put up pretty ridiculous numbers through the air. You hold him to 88 yards passing today. I know you talked about the secondary, but what did you kind of do to maybe confuse him or get to him?
I don't know if we confused him. He's a really good player. I grabbed him after the game. I told Dana before the game. I'm a big fan of his, known his dad for a long time, big fan of the family. He's a competitor. He's made them much, much better at Houston. He still is dangerous. Even the one he threw the pick to Will, I don't know if we were ever going to tackle him. He made everybody miss and kept himself alive. He probably got tired. But he's a terrific player, and we got so much respect for him. He'll bounce back for sure from this game.
And the last question I have is, I don't know if you had a chance to see Cooper Beebe's block on the touchdown run or not.
I did.
What has he meant?
Yeah. Well, I think we had a couple pancakes on that one, but, there's a reason why Beebs is getting the accolades he is as one of the best interior linemen in the country. He brings it every week, and it's not just, once in a while he plays hard, plays physical. He really – our communication in the offensive line is getting better and better. And, Beebs is a mean, nasty guy in there and plays really physical, and I'm so glad he's playing it at his best right now.
Garrett Oakley had his first touchdown catch of his career today, and 3 receptions and 36 yards, and 29 of those after the catch. What has his development been like leading into today?
Well, he was banged up for the first third of the season, so we didn't have him, and then we've kind of slowly started to put him into the fold and into the game plan. But when Ben got hurt last week, it elevated that and escalated that a little bit quicker. Oakes is a really good athlete. I think he's a redshirt freshman. He's going to be so good for years to come because he's starting to learn our offense. He's getting healthier. We were pretty smart with Ben today and how we utilized Ben. But I was pleased with Swanee. I was pleased with Oak. Ben, it's good for us to be able to play 3 guys in there.
In the past 2 games, you've had 4 guys catch the first career touchdown passes. Is that been a concerted effort to spread around more? The past game has had 2 quarterbacks allowed 4 guys to get on the field.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to. A lot of times it's the quarterbacks doing a nice job of going through their progressions, and that's the guy that's open, and that's probably the thing that has helped us right now is with Will being able to make plays at quarterback, Avery being able to make plays at quarterback, DJ and Trayshawn being able to make plays. We just talked about the tight end position and then all the wide receivers that we have. We can spread it around, and it's not like, boy, we've got to just stop him or stop this person. And we're going to continue to need that as we move forward in our league because, each week it might be somebody new.
Coach, to not only execute like this, but to do it in back-to-back weeks, what's that mean for you guys?
Just super proud of the guys. I just appreciate their efforts and how hard this is to sustain success in college football. And a whole lot of great things said about that crew after the Oklahoma State game. And they know it. And they remember it. And they felt like they needed to play better and knew that they could play better. And we go on the road against Texas Tech, who's a great team, and play a really good football game, and then come home and back it up against a really good TCU team, to come home and back it up again against a Houston team. It's a credit to the players. It's a credit to the leadership in that locker room. It's a credit to those guys of holding each other to the standard that they expect every day.
Does it necessarily excuse me, feel super special because it's happened so consistently, but what you've gotten out of the young game?
Just you know, we spread it around. You know, DJ made some really good runs. DJ's playing at a high level right now and doing some really and running with great pad level. And I'm excited because we're, you know, in colder games, I don't want that guy running downhill at me. And I thought DJ ran the ball well. I thought Trayshawn did. I thought Will ran the ball well. I mean, it's fun to be able to spread it around. I was glad Anthony got in the game a little bit. We gave a couple of jet series to our wideouts. I thought Jaden Jackson ran really hard with some of the jets he had. You know, just being able to spread the thing sideline to sideline opens things up inside.
And with the bubble on the handoff.
Yeah, I have to go back and see it. I don't know what happened at all.
To bounce off of that, with Will playing the rest of the game mostly, was that a hot hand decision or?
Well, you'd have to ask CK that later on this week. I know the plan was to play both, and I know Will was playing with a lot of confidence, and so he stayed with him.
You guys held the ball for a little over 20 minutes in the first half. Were you pleased with the ball control really for the most part of the ball game?
Yeah, I mean, we had a 12-play drive, a 15-play drive, a 9-play drive, 8-play drive. You know, when you're keeping good offenses on the sideline and keeping our guys fresh on defense, we had 59 snaps. Houston did. In the last two series were against some of our younger players. So, you know, keeping guys like Austin Moore and Des Purnell and Khalid and a lot of older guys, play count down is going to help us in the long run.
That's bowl eligible. Obviously, that's not the end goal. That's just kind of mm-hmm. stop along the way, but just to reach that milestone.
Yeah, didn't even mention it in there. We've got, you know, we're on to the next one and see. You know, I know the next one's a big one, but we're going to enjoy this one. It's, once again, it's not 2:30 a.m., so I'm kind of excited to just kind of relax and maybe enjoy an afternoon. Okay, thanks everyone.